worship you, Jesus. We give you all the glory. Hallelujah, Lord. So wandering into the night, wanting a place to hide this weary soul, this bag of bones. And I tried with all my might, but I just can't win this fight. I'm slowly drifting, a bag of bones.
And just when I ran out of road, I met a man I didn't know, and he told me that I was not the Lord. He picked me up, he turned me around, he placed my feet on solid ground. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, because he healed my heart, he changed my name. Forever free, I'm not the same. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, I thank God.
Cannot deny what I see. I've got no choice but to believe. My doubts are burning like ashes in the wind. So long to my old friends. Burden and bitterness, you can just keep it moving. No, you're not welcome here.
From now till I walk the streets of gold, I'll sing of how you saved my soul. This wayward son has found his way back home.
He picked me up, he turned me around, he placed my feet on solid ground. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, because he healed my heart, he changed my name. Forever free, I'm not the same. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, I thank God.
Sing hell.
I am free, I am free, I am free.
Hell lost another one.
I am free, I am free.
Come on, how many have a testimony?
I am free. Hell lost another one. I am free. I am free. I am free. Hell lost another one. I am free. I am free. I am free. Hell lost another one. I am free. I am free. I am free. Hell lost another one. I am free. I am free. I am free.
Up.
He turned me around, he placed my feet on solid ground. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, because he healed my heart, he changed my name. Forever free, I'm not the same. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, I thank God.
Say, I thank God. Oh, thank God. So get up,
get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave.
He gave me a reason to dance.
Hallelujah.
Gave me a reason to dance.
hallelujah, gave me a reason to dance. He gave me a reason to dance, hallelujah. Gave me a reason to dance.
He gave me a reason to
dance, hallelujah.
Dancing out of my grave clothes, cause whom the sun sets free is free indeed. Born in here and I'm grateful for the Savior God up in victory.
I'm dancing out of my grave clothes,
cause whom the sun sets free
is free indeed. Born in here and I'm grateful
for the Savior
God up in victory. Out of my grave clothes,
whom the sun
sets free is free indeed. Morning's here and I'm grateful for the Savior God up in victory.
Get up, get up, get up, so get up out of that grave.
Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave.
He picked me up, he turned me around, he placed my feet on solid ground.
I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, because he healed my heart, he changed my name. Forever free, I'm not the same. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, I thank God.
Where you are for a moment, maybe just get a little uncomfortable, okay? I'm going to ask us all if you could just maybe take one step to your left or your right, whichever is safe for you, just so it could be safe.
So get up, get up, get up,
get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave.
Grave of depression.
Get up, get up,
grave of
anxiety. Get up out of that grave.
Get up,
get up, get up, get up out of that grave.
So get up, get up, get up,
get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that grave.
He gave me a reason to dance,
hallelujah.
He gave me a reason to dance. He gave me a reason to dance,
hallelujah. Gave me a reason to dance.
He gave me a reason to dance,
hallelujah.
He gave me a reason to dance.
He gave me a reason to dance, hallelujah.
gave me a reason to dance.
One more time, say,
he gave me a reason to dance. Hallelujah, gave me a reason to dance. He gave me a reason to dance. Hallelujah, gave me a reason to dance.
So we sing, get up, get up. So get up, get up, get up.
Get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. Oh, get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. Oh, get up, get up, get up. Oh, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up. Oh, get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave.
Let's get a little uncomfortable for a moment. Just step up. pass by. We don't want him just to bypass us. We don't want him to bypass us. There's a difference between passing by and bypassing. There's a difference between bypass and passing by. The Lord is passing by. We don't want him to make a way around us. We want him to walk by us. We need his presence right now, Jesus. Oh, yes, 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 in the name of Jesus. Yes, come on, somebody. Oh, in the name of the Lord Jesus, oh God, don't bypass me, Jesus. Don't bypass me, Lord. Ooh, Jesus. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, oh Lord Jesus. Oh, my God, right now. Oh, my God, right now, Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Come on. Spirit of God is here. Don't bypass me, God. Don't bypass me. Oh, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Let's just take a few more moments. Let's connect one to another.
And I believe you're my portion. And I believe you're more than enough for me. Jesus, you're all I need. And I believe you're my healer. I believe you are all I need. And I believe you're my portion. I believe you're more than enough for me. Oh, Jesus, you're all I need. Jesus, you're all I need. Oh, and nothing is impossible.
impossible for you, Jesus. Oh, nothing is impossible. Oh, nothing is impossible for you. Cause you hold my world in your hand, and nothing is impossible for you. Nothing is impossible. Oh, nothing is impossible for you. Cause you hold my world in your hands, and I believe you're my healer, and I believe you are all I need. You're all I need, you're all I need, yeah, yeah. And I believe you're my portion,
you're my portion.
Oh, I believe,
I believe
you are more than enough for me. Oh, Jesus,
Jesus, you're all I need.
Jesus,
oh, Jesus, you're all I need.
You're everything I need, Lord Jesus. You're everything I need. Clap your hands unto the Lord and thank Him. What a presence of God is you. Turn around and give a high five or a fist bump to somebody. Tell them how happy you are to see them in the house of God today. Are you thankful to be in the house of God on this Sunday? You may be seated. I got a few announcements to make. We're going to ask our ushers to come. We never want to get in a hurry of rushing the presence of God.
Amen.
We never, never want to get in a rush, because quite frankly, it's His house, so it's His rules. And I know somebody said, where's everybody at? Well, it's the after Easter effect,
right?
Not really. What we seen last week was exactly what we would have every week if we just all show up on the same day,
right?
But we know where most everybody is. Many are out of town due to family get-togethers and so forth. So just pray. We pray for those that are here and pray for those that aren't. Amen. That's what we'll do. Got a few announcements. And one of the first things I want to mention is Brother William's mother had passed away just the other day, Wednesday morning. And so the funeral is going to be in Paulding at Den Herder Funeral Home on this Friday, the 29th, I believe it is. Is that correct? Friday the 29th, 10 to 11 is the viewing. 11 o'clock will be the funeral, I believe. Is that how it is? Am I correct? Okay. So we want to pray for the family, and if you're able to make it out there, I know the family would greatly appreciate that. This Saturday at 11 o'clock is the Mother's Banquet here at the church. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be a great time, be a great word given, and just a good time to gather together and fellowship with, you know, each other and these ladies. They all have stories to tell, I'm sure. Mothers don't always tell everything they know, and we probably ought to be thankful for that. Are you glad your mother didn't sell you out all the time? Clap your hands, say amen. Yeah. There was things my mother didn't know that my brother and I did until my wife and I got married, and she decided to tell my mother some things. And, you know, we were too big to get spanked, but she said, you're never too big. Well, we were too big to get, you know, kicked out of the house. We were already married and down the road, but she said, you're never too big to be spanked. So, anyways, mothers do, we want to honor them on this next Saturday, this coming Saturday. Everybody say next Sunday.
Next Sunday.
You do not want to miss the district superintendent, Bishop James Stark. He will be here ministering this coming Sunday. Would you thank the Lord for that? It's a high honor. He's got a very, very busy schedule, but we're thankful that he was able to carve some time out and be with us this coming Sunday. So we certainly want to do whatever we can to be in the house of God. Also, following that very service, break-in, we'll have their monthly fellowship. And Sister Debbie, raise your hand. Yeah, if you know who she is. There'll be great things happening over with break-in ministries. And we're really grateful for that because it's allowing connections to happen. And it goes beyond just those that we see here every Sunday. It's something we do every single day of the week. That's what real ministry is. It's not this moment right here. It's what you do outside these four walls.
Right.
And we're grateful for this ministry. So you don't want to miss that. I think, will there be food? There'll be a lot of food. Okay.
Right.
Felicia, are you making it? She don't know yet. Well, she's volunteered. She said, I don't know. Oh, rain check. You must not make good spaghetti. Oh, never mind, I'm not going to go there. We're also, this coming Friday is a youth rally here at the church. Not this Friday, May 6th. I need to just stick to my notes here. May the 6th, Section 7. Please plan on young people being here. It'll be a great time. If we could all stand. Yard sale stuff, they're going to start getting it. So if you've got anything ready for a yard sale, be so kind. Also, Mother's Day, we'll be selling baked goods. There's just all kinds of stuff happening in this month, in this coming month. Just a lot of great things in store. Mother's Day, we got a special speaker going to be here to talk to not just all the mothers, but just all of us. And I think you'll be blessed by their ministry. They've ministered here a few times. The pastor or evangelist Jason Weir and family will be here ministering in the word and in song. And so you don't want to miss Mother's Day on that particular day. Would you right now, we're going to pray that God will bless both the gift and the giver. And come and give us unto Lord Jesus. We thank you for all that you're doing. We thank you, Lord God, for what you've done already, but you're not done yet. I thank you, Jesus, that you're already reaching down and touch every need and touching every situation. I pray, God, bless both the gift and the giver. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. Everybody say in Jesus' name. Come and give us unto the Lord. Take about 30 seconds. Tell somebody how happy you are to see him in the house of God. If you're not happy, at least act like it. We're thankful you're here worshiping with us today.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus.
over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within His presence. I speak Jesus.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break. Declaring there is hope and there is freedom, I speak Jesus.
Your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows, burn like a fire.
'Cause I just want to speak the name of Jesus over fear and all anxiety. To every soul held captive by depression,
I speak Jesus.
'Cause your name is power.
Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire.
Oh, I just want to speak the name Jesus over fear and all anxiety.
To every soul held captive by depression, I speak Jesus. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life.
Break every stronghold.
Break every stronghold.
As you shine through,
shine
the,
through
shadows.
The shadows.
Burn like
a fire.
'Cause your name is power.
Your name is power. Your name is healing.
Your name is
Your name is life.
Would you break every stronghold?
Break every stronghold.
Shine through the
shadows. Burn like a fire.
Shout Jesus from the mountains and Jesus in the streets. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name. Jesus.
Oh, oh, oh. Shout Jesus from the mountains and Jesus in the streets. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. And Jesus for my family, I speak the holy
name.
Jesus.
Shout Jesus from the mountains.
Shout Jesus from the mountains.
And Jesus in the
streets.
Jesus in the darkness.
Jesus in the darkness over every enemy.
Jesus for my family.
And Jesus for my family.
I speak the holy name.
Jesus.
'Cause your name is power.
Your name is power.
Come on, how many know that to be true?
Your name is healing. Your name is life.
Break every stronghold.
Break every
shadows burn like a fire.
Your name is
power. Your name is healing. Your name is life.
Would you break every stronghold?
Break every stronghold.
And shine through,
shine
the shadows.
Through the shadows. Burn like a fire.
'Cause I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within His presence. I speak Jesus. Come on, right now, why don't you just begin to call on that name? Just begin to think about what you're going through and just begin to speak that holy name. Lord God, I know that you're my healer. I know that you're my provider. So I call on that name. Hallelujah, Lord. We call on the name. We call on the name of Jesus. Just call on that name. Yes. We just call on the name of Jesus.
Shout Jesus from the mountains, and Jesus in the streets, and Jesus in the darkness over every enemy, and Jesus for my family, I speak that holy name, Jesus.
Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy, and Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name,
the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Shout Jesus from the mountains.
Shout Jesus from the mountains. Jesus in the street, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy.
Sing Jesus for my family.
And Jesus for my family. I speak the holy name, Jesus.
Shout Jesus from the mountains.
Shout Jesus from the mountains. And Jesus in the streets. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. And Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus.
'Cause your name is power.
Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire.
'Cause your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life.
Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows, burn like a fire.
Amen, amen. Why don't we just say that name right now, Jesus? Speak it over your situation right here and right now. He is able, amen. He is able. And I am thankful that I can come to the place where the real thing. Aren't you thankful that you can come into a place and you can find the real thing? I'm thankful for that. And let me be clear when I say this. We are a blessed people, amen. We are serving a real God. And I am thankful for all he's doing and has done. Amen. And what a wonderful job this worship team does week in and week out. Amen. Amen. And since there is already a powerful presence here, we're just going to keep moving. Is that all right? We're just going to keep moving forward. So while you're standing, if you have your Bibles, or maybe put it up on the screen, if you can turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3. Try not to be too long today, but I'm thankful that we serve a real God and that his real presence is here today. 2 Timothy chapter 3, familiar passage of Scripture, starting with verse 1. But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty. For people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit. What a way to put that. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. And I'll take this text here and we'll share it the rest of today. But verse 5 says, having the appearance of godliness, but denying its power. It says, avoid such people. Having the form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Amen. Smile, look at someone and say you're glad to see them on this sunny Sunday. And you may be seated. In 2018, in the state of Florida, above a restaurant, a company by the name of Davumi was running its operations. And to say business was booming is no understatement. Why they had chosen to run their company above a restaurant is a little humorous, considering that this young company was doing well. SocialMediaToday.com stated that the company had reportedly generated around $15 million in revenue in their short time. When I had first heard about Davumi, it was a little surprising to me to see that this company was doing so well. At its highest point, the New York Times reported Davumi sells Twitter followers and retweets to celebrities, businesses, and anyone who wants to appear more popular or exert more influence online, drawing on an estimated stock of at least 3.5 million automated accounts, each sold many times over. The company has provided customers with more than 200 million Twitter followers. In fact, when the company was at its highest point, it also dealt with YouTube and other social media platforms. For instance, if you thought that your picture or your video needed more views or likes, you could go to this website and you could buy 50 likes to your account for a lump sum of $4.49. If you thought you needed more subscribers to your channel, $9.99 would get you 100 subscribers. And for 500 views, $2.99. I tried to find a bundle package, but they didn't have that at that time. The website Davumi used to read, your purchase would be applied within 2 business days. And it also stated that it was 100% safe and satisfaction guaranteed. The reasoning or the objective of this company was to make people look like they had followers. They would create these fake profiles to try to make someone look a certain way. The fact that you and I could buy or purchase credibility or recognition would have many typing their credit card numbers in trying to purchase what they call is success. But in 2018, the New York Times would publish an article exposing Davumi, and which would receive worldwide attention. Wikipedia stated this: Davumi was an American company which sold fake influences on social media. They were the first company punished by the United States government for selling followers and likes on social media. Davumi was forced to shut down after the New York Times piece was published. But since then, Davumi has relaunched, and they are just helping people find new ways to get followers without having to buy it. If you go there today, you will not see any of that for sale because they've been shut down and they're trying to relaunch. But I am sure that they have found a new way around it or some new algorithm now or something. But I found it this interesting because there are some things that are just not for sale. Amen. Amen. There's just some things that are not for sale. As much as it seemed like a good idea to sell influence and notability, the U.S. government would shut it down. Props to them. And what I find surprising about this was the fact that millions would flock to purchase something that was not real. We could talk about that for a minute. They would flock to purchase something that was not real in order to obtain something in their favor. But the reality of it is, not everything is for sale. The reality for you and I is that not everything is for sale. You and I cannot buy prayer. We cannot purchase a church attendance agreement. Amen. The Spirit of God is not for sale. It can't be sold. It can't be negotiated. There are some things that can't be faked. Amen. We can't pawn it off for something that looks like it. Amen. This is not the time to have a form of something or the appearance of something, but deny the power. Amen. We ought to be thankful we come to a church where we're just not going after the appearance, but there's going to be a church here. When everything else goes, there's going to be power. Amen. Amen. And I know in the last days that there's going to be some that carry the characteristics of 2 Timothy chapter 3. There are going to be some that are just, they're just treacherous. And there's going to be some that are just reckless. And they're going to be lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. You're going to see that in the last days. But also we can read in Acts chapter 2, it says, in the last days it shall be. God declares that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Amen. So we can see that in the last days there's going to be some that have a form of godliness, but they're going to deny his power. But we can also see that in the last days God is going to pour his Spirit upon all flesh. Amen. The latter days will be greater than the former days. Amen. We need his Spirit every single day. Come on, we're not looking for a carbon copy of it. We need the real thing. Because it's in his presence where walls can break. Come on, it's in an atmosphere like we had a little bit ago, where walls can just begin to fall down. It's where prayer can change our point of view. Amen. And it's where his word can give us new life and growth. Right. We need his presence every single day. Amen. And for those that clip coupons, I'm not one of them, but I have already looked, and there is no coupon for cheap living when it comes to God. Amen. Right. There just isn't no coupon that you can find when it comes to living for God. If you want the real thing, you have to get up and you have to be confrontational and you have to go after it. There's no shortcuts. There's no negotiations. We have to get up every single day and go after it. Amen. want the real thing, we've got to go after it. Simon and the Bible thought that the Spirit of God could just be added to his collection. He did. He thought it could just be added to the things he's already acquired. But Peter, and I love Peter because Peter just had a way of saying things. He said that power is not for sale. He just told him straight up, this is not for sale. And the Bible says in Acts chapter 8, verse 9, but there was a man named Simon who had previously practiced magic in the city and amazed the people of Samaria, saying that he himself was somebody great. Be careful of those. They paid attention to him from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the power of God that they call great. They paid attention to him because for a long time he had amazed them with his magic. But when they believed Philip as he preached good news about the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. That's some good scriptures right there. Even Simon himself believed after being baptized and continued with Philip and seeing signs and great miracles performed, he was amazed. Now when the apostles at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent to them Peter and John. Verse 15 says, who came down and prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For he had not yet fallen on them, but they had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid their hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit. Now when Simon saw that the Spirit was given through the laying on of the apostles' hands, he offered them money, saying, give me this power also, so that anyone whom I lay my hands on may receive the Holy Spirit. But Peter said to him, may your silver perish with you, because you thought you could obtain the gift of God with money. Look at someone and just quickly say, this is not for sale. Peter was telling Simon, this is not replaceable. I like to think in my translation, he was telling him, we're not going to make this some weird thing that makes you look great. This is not just a feel good and go back to the way things have always been. We don't feel God's presence on Sunday and deny him on Monday. Amen. We can't exchange him for something that we want or that we like or that fits us better. There is no stock exchange when it comes to God. This is not just something that we chase mountaintop experiences, even though we need them. The only way to obtain it is to get a hold of God. We have to acknowledge him in everything we do. We have to acknowledge him in everything we do. Scripture tells us that there are going to be some that have a form of godliness but deny the power thereof. From such, turn away. Excuse me for just a few moments. I've kind of divided this up into two parts, but the first part's pretty straightforward. Having a form of godliness. The word form in Scripture simply means a forming or a shaping, an appearance. The word godliness, when you look at it, it really means reverence. So what it is saying is it appears that they reverence the same things that you and I reverence. Right, right. They make it seem like they care about the same things that you and I care about. And I'm not trying to be ugly or mean or just mean, but I'm just going to be plain for a few moments, if that's okay. Because the fact of the matter is, at any time, we have the ability to do church as normal. We can try to appear like everything is okay. We can lay hands on as many as we want. We can try to perform. We can try to put on a facade. You and I can try to be the best that we can be, and we should. But if it's just a form that we put on Sunday morning and Wednesday night, then we have missed the whole point. I know it's a little basic, but we have missed the whole point. Because when it comes down to it, it does not matter how good we make it out to be. And it does not matter how inspired it was. Because you and I may have talents and qualities. Some might have gifts and abilities that are unmatched. But if we deny the power, then that is as far as we will go. If it's just a form, if there's no source, if there's no connection, then we have missed the point. We have missed the point. The second part that I have listed deals with denying the power. Because really this happens more than what we think. I've just made a short list, but I've got a long list for myself also. But this happens more than what we think. And I didn't put them all down, but just going to hit some fundamental reminders for ourselves. Number one, first and foremost, simple but needed, neglecting to read and pray, we are denying him access to our life. Amen. Number two, if we can't acknowledge those who have watch over us, we are denying order and we are denying power. Amen. If we cannot accept correction, number three, we deny his word. And number four, lastly, if we can't deny flesh, then it makes it easier to deny him. And really, I could go on, but this is my point. It doesn't matter how good, and it does not matter how great or how passionate we can be. If we deny the source of the power, that is as far as we can go. Amen. I can try to talk the talk, but if I can't walk the walk, it doesn't matter. We should make a lifestyle out of praying and reading. We should go out of our way to acknowledge the leadership that God has given us without being weird. We should allow correction to give us hope that God wants more. Amen. And we should understand that flesh has one purpose and it should be dealt with daily. I'm not saying we're perfect by all means. And I'm not saying things are always going to be a mountaintop experience. But what I am saying is this. We are a blessed church. We are a blessed people. That's not in my notes, but this is in my notes. We have the opportunity to have the real thing. We have the opportunity to worship in spirit and in truth. We have the opportunity every single day to go after it. This is not some drive-through form of have it your way. This is 2 Corinthians 5:17 where it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. There is a creative power when God moves. And there is a creative power when his spirit moves and he begins to speak. Thank you, Jesus. And when God begins to move and speak and we listen, key word, sometimes you got to learn that the hard way. And when we listen, things begin to truly change. When you step into his presence, there is nothing. I said, there is nothing but opportunity. Things change when his spirit moves. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 1:7, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Of a sound mind. Come on, we need a sound mind in the last days. We don't need to be weird. We don't need to make things awkward. We need to make decisions and listen to him in those decisions. Billy Cole made this statement. I just show up where God's moving and things happen. If the enemy has been messing with your mind, you just need the Spirit of God to move on you. If you need a healing, if you need a miracle, we just need him to move on us. Amen. Look at someone and tell them, we need the real thing. I'll be ending shortly, I promise. I know we got to hurry up and enjoy this weather. It might change tomorrow, so. Paul would tell Timothy, there are going to be some that have a form. And I know I'm hitting this, but just allow me a couple minutes. But deny the power thereof. And the last part that he tells him in that verse is, from such turn away. There comes a point when God himself turns away from those that consistently ignore him. And don't hear me wrong this morning. I believe in grace. But I also believe that grace is not a coupon for cheap living. I've said that. Grace is not a coupon for cheap living. I keep talking about coupons today. So there are times that God will turn away and allow us to do things on our own. Do things we want to do. In fact, a time in Scripture that God would draw a line. Sometimes he'll draw that line of distinction. And he'll deny the opportunity for grace sometimes. Happened to a couple guys by the name of Jannes and Jambres. I may have said those names wrong, but Jannes and Jambres. You'll find these men in the book of Exodus. They were supposed to be Pharaoh's wise men. You can tell a lot about a person by their wise men. They were magicians. They understood how to move things just right to make it look like it really happened. And in Exodus chapter 7, we find Moses and Aaron standing before Pharaoh, pleading to let the Israelites go. God has called Moses and gave him instruction to confront Pharaoh. And I just want to add this, that sometimes dealing with spiritual things, you and I have to be confrontational. I know we don't always like it, but there are times that we have to let the enemy know what side we are on.
That's right. That's right.
And sometimes we got to show them the door on the way out. There's sometimes that's not just going to leave, but you got to show them the door, and sometimes you just got to kick it out. And that's exactly what Moses and Aaron were doing. They were letting the enemy know what side they were on, and they were declaring the word of God. And Pharaoh put up a fight, and he said, prove that you have this God. He said, show me a miracle. We know this story. Moses and Aaron threw down a rod, and it turned into a serpent. So Pharaoh would call his two men by the name of Jannes and Jambres, and they would also throw down their rod, and it also became a serpent. But the Bible says that Aaron's serpent swallowed their serpent. Can I just let somebody know that God always has the upper hand? Amen. The next day, Moses would turn the water into blood. We know this story, but Pharaoh would send these two magicians, and they would do the same thing. Moses and Aaron would smite all the borders with frogs, and these two men would show up and appear to do the same exact thing. And I could imagine that after a while, they're probably wondering if these two men were ever going to go away. But God would come to Moses once again and tell him to smite the dust of the land that it might become lice throughout the land. And now just talking about lice makes things a little uncomfortable. Moses and Aaron would smite the ground and lice would appear throughout the land. But the part that really gets me is that Jannes and Jambres showed up and they wanted to produce more lice. Never understood that, but they did it.
Janies and Jamborees go out and try to produce more lice from dust. Now, at this point, it started to look like these two magicians could just about imitate everything the Lord told Moses to do. It seemed like every time there was a miracle, not soon after, crazy showed up to downplay it. Every time God moved, distractions tried to grab their attention. Every time God would speak, another voice would question it. And although this counterfeit spirit seemed to show up every time God would move, there came a time, hear me, there came a time when God would take his finger and draw a distinctive line between what was real and what was not. There came a time when God would move his hand. And allow me to say this, God is always preparing us for the miracle and for the blessings that he has for us. And just because we do not see them yet, doesn't mean he's not still working on us and preparing us for those things. Amen. We just have to learn to hold on to what's real and not give in to something that looks alike. Those times when we're just holding on, you hold on to the real thing, white knuckled, scrunchy face, squinty eyes, just hold on. Don't let anything else speak you out of what God has for you. Hold on. Because there will come a time when God steps in and he'll begin to draw that distinctive line. It may seem like things will never change, but when God moves his hand, something happens. When God says enough is enough, something changes when God steps on the scene and he says, I know what side you're on, and you're going to go further. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to be with you. Janies and Jambres would look at Pharaoh and tell him, we cannot perform this miracle. We cannot produce more lice from dust of the earth. They would look at Pharaoh and they said, this is the finger of God. You see, they had the form that they thought they needed, but they did not have the power. And my notes say preach a little bit, so I'm just going to take a moment, and I'm going to let us know that others may have the form, but this church will have the power. Come on. In the end times, there's going to be a place where people are just going to be drawn to, because there's something different about these people. It's just not another Christianity form. It's just not another 10-step program, but there is something different. There is a power, a creative power. There is a line. I don't know what it is, but I need it in my life. Those men had a form, but they did not have the power. 2 Timothy 3, 8 through 9, and I'm coming to an end, but it says, now as Janes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do also these resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith, but they shall proceed no further. The Bible says they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifested unto all men, as theirs also was. There will come a time when God draws that line, and he will say they shall proceed no further. He'll begin to place a hedge of protection around you and I. He'll begin to separate some things, and he'll begin to pull us away from some things. But we need to understand this. He is not dividing you. He's not making life difficult for you. He's protecting us, and he is creating something new in us. See, in the beginning, God would move on the darkness and he would speak things into existence. You see, he would create, but he would also separate the very things he was creating. So that lets me know that He is creating something that has never been. If you feel like He's been separating you, understand that He just is creating something that's real, that you can touch, that is tangible. He wants us to have the real thing. He wants us to have the real thing. If we could stand, I know it's going to be 80 degrees today, so I'm not going to draw this out any longer. I know some want to go enjoy that. But maybe here today, if we were to be honest, we could say that we've just been trying to make it. Maybe we've been doing the right things, but we fail to acknowledge His power in all areas of our life. Could it be that we started out with the right point of view, the right motives and intentions, but over time, we've traded some things along the way? I'm not going to draw this out, but could it be that God is wanting more than just a clock in and clock out relationship? Could it be that He wants more than just hit the checklist and move on? And I don't know what areas God has been moving on or been separating you from, but could it be that God is just reminding us that after starting in the Spirit, are we now going to try to finish in the flesh? After starting in the Spirit, are we now going to try to finish this in the flesh? I don't know about you, but I'm going to hold on for my family. We ought to hold on to the real thing. This thing ought to leave with us. Could it be He's just reminding us that He doesn't want a form of, He wants us in a relationship where we can be used by Him? And could it be that we've traded some things, that we've allowed some things to take place? See, what starts in prayer usually has to end in prayer. And today, if you're able, we're going to allow this music team to take us further into His presence than they have. But I wonder right now if we could just step out from where we're standing, and if we could just take a few moments and talk to God. Some things started at an altar, and some things have to be taken back to the same altar. With every hand lifted, why don't we just talk to God for a little bit? What started in the Spirit, God, I want You to end. I want it to remain every day. I don't want to deny Your power, God. I don't want a carbon copy of it. I want the real thing. I pray right now, Lord, that You let the source, You let Your power be in everything in our life. Lord, allow me to understand that You're creating something new. God, if there is anything that You want out, I pray that You take it away right now. In the name of Jesus, I just feel like God wants to talk to us for a little bit. Why don't we lift our hand, lift our voice one more time. Begin to call on that name, Jesus. Take me back, God.
And Holy Spirit, break us.
There is nothing we want more. 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 So teach us how to live beyond ourselves. Let everything we say and do bring glory to your name and bless your heart. God, show us how to love like you. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, break us. Come and overtake us. You're the one we're living for. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, to the heart. Say there is nothing we want more. 'Cause we want more. We want more. Back to my first love. I'm falling on my knees. Now I confess that you will always be enough. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, break us. Come and overtake us. You're the one we're living for. To the heart of Jesus, there is nothing we want more, 'cause we want more. We want more. We want more. We want more.